From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Chinese dissident Cheng Guangcheng has just arrived in the U.S. Beijing allowed him and his family to leave earlier today on a plane bound for Newark, New Jersey. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, the human rights activist triggered a diplomatic standoff that now seems to be resolved.
Chen's departure wraps up an extraordinary few weeks in the annals of Chinese human rights. Chen made his name and his enemies in the Chinese government, exposing illegal abortions in his home province of Shandong. In late April, he escaped a particularly brutal house arrest and made his way to the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. That sort of days of negotiations between angry Chinese officials and American diplomats. The dispute was elegantly resolved with New York University inviting Chen to study law there. But Chen fears for his family members and supporters left behind. They include his nephew, Chen Kugwe, who's been charged with homicide after reportedly fighting off government thugs who beat him in revenge for his uncle's escape. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
Leaders of eight large industrialized economies say they agree that a strong and cohesive eurozone, including Greece, is important for the global economic recovery. Today's G8 summit communique expresses support for policies that promote jobs and economic growth in Europe in concert with those aimed at controlling government deficits. In fact, the opening line of the final communique calls for a growth and imperative, marking a shift from a focus on austerity. A day before the NATO summit gets underway in Chicago, three activists accused of trying to make Molotov cocktails and planning to attack President Obama's headquarters appeared in court today. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports defense attorneys are calling the charges ridiculous.
Initially, nine activists were arrested in a nighttime police raid at a Chicago apartment. Only three were charged. The men faced charges of conspiracy to commit terrorism, possession of explosives, and material support for terrorism. Defense attorneys say the activists were set up by undercover cops. Chris Hermes with the National Lawyers Guild charges it's typical for police to, quote, manufacture crimes prior to national security events like NATO.
We believe it's aimed at intimidating protesters and discouraging people from coming out in the street and demonstrating.
Hermes says the men were entrapped. They each remain in jail on $1.5 million bond. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
President Obama says violence in Syria won't end until President Bashar al-Assad is out of power. He told counterparts at the G8 meeting last night Syria could take some lessons from Yemen on how a political transition can work. The president's deputy national security advisor, Ben Rhodes, said today, trying to secure access for UN monitors and tracking the ceasefire are not only insufficient, they are distractions from Syria's fundamental problems. This is NPR. At Arlington National Cemetery today, buglers from all over the country are celebrating the 150th anniversary of the quintessential and evocative American bugle song, Taps. NPR's Allison Keyes was there.
The uniforms of the buglers were like rainbows, and the bright sunshine glinted off their horns as the musicians and their families gathered to play the haunting 24-note melody. Laura Schofield is 11 and was excited to be here.
But a little nervous.
After all of the buglers played together at the flag-draped old amphitheater, Laura and the others were going to disperse throughout the cemetery and play it again.
We're going to play in front of my grandpa's niche, and it'll be really special to us.
The song is an 1862 revision of a bugle call that had been used before the Civil War. Now it's played at military funerals, and you'll also hear it on Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
It's about 15 minutes before post time for the Preakness Stakes at Baltimore's Pimlico Racetrack. Bodemeister is favored to win, but there are a lot of people hoping Kentucky Derby winner I'll Have Another will have another win today. Art Buest of member station WYPR is in the infield.
The 11-horse field features six horses from the Kentucky Derby. 2 weeks ago, Bodemeister led for the entire race, but was overtaken by I'll Have Another just before the finish. Went the day well, came in fourth. It's sunny and warm today with a firm track. A large crowd is enjoying refreshments and live music by Grammy Award winner Maroon 5 and others. For NPR News, I'm Art Buest in the Preakness infield.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.